Good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this week we concluded our series. I feel like we've been in the series for a long time, but I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed it. We've finished up our series Into the Wild. We've been looking at the life of Moses through the book of Exodus for the most part. But this week we actually closed out the series going to Deuteronomy, chapters 29 and chapter 30, looking at really the final part of Moses's farewell message to the people of Israel. It's really a pretty spectacular moment, a powerful moment when you think about it. Moses is 120 years old. It says that the Lord has sustained him during that time, given him the strength to continue to lead, even in his, what we would call, extreme old age. He's led the people of Israel for 40 years. And by and large, they have been ungrateful. They have been unfaithful. And now it's at the point where pretty much the whole generation that was there at the parting of the Red Sea, everybody who was over 20 has died, and except for just a couple. Now it's this next generation, the children and the grandchildren of that previous generation that Moses is looking at, and really they're reestablishing at this moment. God is reestablishing the covenant with them here that he established with them first at Mount Sinai. And so chapter 28 is Moses kind of laying out the covenant and saying, hey, these are the blessings if you follow the Lord's covenant, if you follow the Lord and uphold this covenant, and these are the curses or the punishments if you don't, if you walk in disobedience to the Lord. What's really challenging is that as you get into verse 29, I've personally found this challenging. Moses flat out tells them that they're not going to follow this covenant. He says up until this point in time, you haven't. In verse 4 of 29, he says, you haven't followed this covenant, or you, at least your fathers haven't, your ancestors haven't, this previous generation didn't, because the Lord hasn't given you the heart or the eyes to see. And then he goes on later in verse 29, or in chapter 29, in the beginning of chapter 30, to kind of predict and say, you yourselves, this generation, is going to walk away from the Lord, and in generations down the line, you guys are going to walk away from the Lord, and you're going to be scattered because of that, and exiled because of that. And then yet, Moses says, but God will bring you back. God will bring you back. And then in verse 6 of chapter 30 is such a key verse. He says, the Lord your God will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your descendants so that you may love him with all your heart and with all your soul and live. That's really at the heart of sort of the, when you look through the Old Testament, right, and you look at the Shema in Deuteronomy, where it says, right, this is the greatest thing, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus tells us in the New Testament, that's the greatest commandment, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so even here, as Moses is going to finish up this speech by saying, choose life, right? You've got two paths ahead of you, death and life, and I want you to choose life. And yet there's still this recognition of, look, the law can't get you there. You can't find life by just upholding the law, because you're not going to. You can't do that perfectly. The following the law, obedience to the law, is a result of truly loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But on our own, we can't do that. We don't have the eyes to see, and we don't have the heart to truly love God. God has to come in and do this thing in our hearts where he circumcises our hearts, takes away the heart of stone, and gives us the heart of flesh, is the way it says it elsewhere in Scripture. I think about the passage in the New Testament where Nicodemus comes to Jesus, and Jesus says, Nicodemus, you have to be born again, right? God has to do this thing inside of us where he brings us to life. And we receive salvation by grace, the unmerited favor of God, through faith in Jesus Christ. And so even as Moses closes out by saying in the end of chapter 30, look, today I lay before you two choices, two paths, right? Death and life, good and evil. And he says, choose life. I think as we hear those words, there's a really healthy kind of tension here between God's sovereignty and human responsibility. And I want us to hear this morning, if you're listening, choose life. Choose life. But the way we choose life is that we choose Christ. And even in choosing Christ, we have to understand that as we choose Christ, first, Christ chose us. God moved first in this relationship. And if you're at the place where you've turned from sin and you've confessed your faith in God, and you've placed your faith in Him, that's something that God, faith is a gift from the Lord. Our salvation, right, our placing of faith in Christ should not be something where we say, hey, we take any credit for that, or man, I made the right choice in my life. No, it is by grace that we have been saved through faith, and this is not our own doing, Paul tells us. It is the gift of God so that no one may boast. So even as Moses says, choose life, I think there should be this humbling, this humbling thing that happens in us where we realize that our life is in Christ, our salvation is through Christ, and that's a gift that God gives to us, where He does this miraculous thing where He circumcises our hearts and unveils our eyes to truly see our sin and the beauty of our Savior. I want to just give us, that was challenging for me this week, and at the same time, hopefully just a beautiful thing for me and for you, and so I want to give us time to just pray and kind of ponder that and let the Lord just work in us kind of a new wonder at what it is He's done for us and humble us in that. So let's take some time to pray and to ponder. Well, thanks so much for listening this morning to the LifePoint Drivecast. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.